The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus heard of the death of John the Baptist, he withdrew in a boat to a deserted place by himself. The crowds heard of this and followed him on foot from their towns. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, and he cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples approached him and said, "This is a deserted place, and it is already late. Dismiss the crowds so that they can go to the villages and buy food for themselves." He said to them, "There is no need for them to go away. Give them some food yourselves." But they said to him, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have here." Then he said, "Bring them here to me." And he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the five loaves and the two fish, and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied. And they picked up the fragments left over, 12 wicker baskets full. Those who ate were about 5,000 men, not counting women and children. The Gospel of the Lord. As Matthew recounts this great scene of the multiplication of loaves and fish, he also has an eye to that scene that we heard in the first reading of Moses and the manna and the rest. I mean, go back and read that first reading again about the description of the manna, right? It sounds horrible. You know, like, for me at least, it sounds horrible. They took this stuff, it looks like resin. It looks like resin. I mean, come on. And they mashed it up and cooked it. It's like, come on, that's horrible. And it's especially horrible for people who are inclined to meat and all kinds of fresh vegetables, it seems. But of course, there's that tension, right, that we saw last week as well. The people preferred slavery in Egypt to freedom in a desert. They preferred, say, the fruit because it was so tangible and physical and pleasureful and perhaps even comfortable of their time in slavery than they did their freedom in the wilderness in their own, say, culinary slavery, having to eat this bread day after day after day for 40 years. So we have those two scenes in parallel, but I think if we want to meditate on the gospel today, we might take the whole passage, the gospel that we have here, and the first part is that we see Jesus moves to be by himself, to mourn the loss of his very close friend, John the Baptist. And as soon as he goes away, people swarm him, right? He can't get away. But instead of doing what we would do, which is having pity for ourselves, that we can't get away from the crowd, Jesus has pity for the crowd that gathers around him, right? So it's not to say like just how different he is, but how far we have to go to put on this transformed humanity that we experience in Jesus. We're all called to that same greatness, to that same magnanimity that we witness in Jesus. But we can't do it ourselves. And the rest of the passage perhaps gives us the answer of how we might go about that, or how God might go about that in us, as he feeds us not with the loaves and fish, but an equally miraculous offering of Jesus' own body and blood. And that's how we put on the heart of Jesus. That's how we're strengthened and nourished and sustained. Now, thank God, not by manna, but by the body and blood of Jesus himself, that gives life to all of God's endeavors in us and gives life and animates all of God's endeavors through us, that he might regain the whole of his creation for himself, one human heart at a time.